Military officials ordered more troops into affected towns amid reports that shipments of relief supplies had been looted and that tensions were rising among displaced survivors. Residents and officials say relief aid has been slow to arrive in some areas because of damage to roads and other infrastructure by the 8.0 magnitude quake that struck central Peru on Wednesday. Several international aid groups have sent teams to assist in relief efforts. The Peru Country Director for CARE International, Milo Stanujevic, says his teams are focusing their efforts on the provinces of Ica and Huancavelica, where government supplies have been slow to arrive.
There's an airlift to Pisco. There's an airport, military airport there. So a lot of this, the aid government isn't going there. So we figured that our best role would be to work in communities that are more out of the way and where aid is not reaching them.
Stanujevic says his teams are working to provide water, blankets, and flashlights to survivors, as well as tents for some of the 30,000 families left homeless in the quake. He adds that tension has been rising in recent days because of concern over looting and possible violence, partly caused by reports that 600 prisoners had escaped after the quake destroyed a prison near the town of Chincha.
Word out there is that the prisoners are looting, but I think it's a combination of things, you know. People getting desperate for supplies and other people who are just kind of taking advantage of the situation, you know.
The U.S. government has released $150,000 in emergency aid to Peru and is providing two medical teams to assist victims of the quake. Brian Wagner, VOA News, Miami.